Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are and wherever you are listening to us.
The keys of life.
The world is a very, very big house. Many people living in many rooms. We must open all the doors up. We must unlock them all today. Throw all the keys away.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين.
My name is Sheikh Zayed Al Salami.
A few years ago, I started the course of wanting to commentate on a very important book that I believe is something that would be useful for everyone who reads it, and that is the book Mafatih Al Hayat, written by Ayatollah Al-Uzma Al-Sheikh Jawadi Amuli. Just a reminder that we're on the subject of the social system in Islam, the topic of the economic system in Islam. And Islam really does have a lot to say about the iqtisadi side, the economic side of our religion as Muslims. We can understand that it's very bad for one to rely on people who squander, on people who are stingy, on people who are not wise when it comes to spending, people who are what we call safih, or reckless, careless. And the verse in the Holy Quran, again, it says in that same ayah in Surah An-Nisa, ayah number 5, it says, وَلَا تُؤْتُوا السُّفَهَاءَ أَمْوَالَكُمْ أَلَّتِي جَعَلَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ قِيَامًا. Again, using the word qiyam here as well. So don't give your money to the careless, to the weak-witted, to the feeble-minded, to the immature, to the reckless. Al-sufaha. Don't give your money to them. أَلَّتِي جَعَلَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ قِيَامًا. That same money that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made for you, has given you, has placed for you as a means of sustenance, as a way of managing your affairs, as a way of supporting your life. This is not only looking at money for the general masses and for a society, but also money as far as individuals are concerned. So this is a way of us being able to have that self-sustainability, which is very, very important. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also refers to money in the Holy Quran and wealth in the Holy Quran as khair as well. And this is the verse when it comes to bequeathing inheritance. إِن تَرَكَ خَيْرًا الْوَصِيَّةُ لِلْوَالِدَيْنِ وَالْأَقْرَبِينَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. Here, the word khair is in reference to wealth and money. If you're leaving, if you're going to be bequeathing money in your wasiyah for your parents or for your close kin, you do so with ma'roof. You do so with grace. Here, Imam Ali alayhi salam, he says, نِعْمَ الْعَوْنِ عَلَى تَقْوَى اللَّهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى الْمَالِ. That money is a blessed, it is a wonderful assistance to become wary of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's a wonderful way to support you to be a pious person, to have piety in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. نِعْمَ الْعَوْنَ عَلَى تَقْوَى اللَّهِ الْمَالِ. Why is that? Inshallah, we will explain, but we do understand that because of that level of khair, you will be able to do many, many khair things as well. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, he says, لا خير في من لا يحب جمع المال من حلال. There's no good in someone who doesn't like to collect, to accumulate, to gather money that is halal, from halal sources, from halal funds, min halalin. يَكُفُّ بِهِ وَجْهَهُ وَيَقْضِي بِهِ دَيْنَهُ وَيَصِلْ بِهِ رَحِمَهُ.
Ayatollah Jawadi Amuli, the author of the book مفاتيح الحیات, The Keys of Life.
این مفاتیح باید دو جلد باشه. چندین سال این حرف گفته میشه.
This book, مفاتیح, ought to be in two volumes.
یه جلدش هی مفاتیح الجنان است که فلان دماغ و سواب داره فلان روزون است.
One volume, the present volume, مفاتیح الجنان, is on the level of the lofty rewards for praying, fasting, etc.
یه جلدش کم داره و اینه که فلان درختکاری اینجا کم سواب داره. دعا هم داره، سواب هم داره.
But the book lacks its second volume, which ought to be on subjects like the lofty rewards for planting a tree.
امام اونطوری که اینو گفته بودم گفته دی. اون امامی که گفته اگر روزه بگیری ثواب داره، همون امام گفته که اگر درخت بکاری ثواب داره.
Imam has mentioned both of these subjects. The very Imam who has stressed out the reward for praying has also highlighted the reward for planting a tree. There are generous amounts of reward for protecting the environment. When growing wheat, take some in your hand and say these prayers. These are what the very Imam has mentioned. We lack this second volume in Islamic world.
Now, what's this person going to do with this halal money that he is earning and he's after and he's pursuing to earn? Number one, يَكُفُّ بِهِ وَجْهَ, that he keeps, preserves his honor. Number two, يَقْضِي بِهِ دَيْنَ, he pays back the debts that he might have. And number three, وَيَصِلُ بِهِ رَحِمَهُ, and he will also be able to observe his ties or reconnect his ties with his kin. What does it mean here by يَصِلُ بِهِ, through money you'll be able to do صِلَةُ الرَّحِمْ? Because as we said, one of the ways of doing صِلَةُ الرَّحِمْ is paying and helping, financially helping your relatives. One of the ways of doing صِلَةُ الرَّحِمْ is visiting them. You want to visit them, you're going to need money. And this is exactly why when we look at how perfect our religion Islam is, it's giving us that realistic understanding of how we need to live as people. We don't need to live as monks. We don't need to live in caves. We don't need to live untidy and just always looking at this person and that person and just regretting and being grievous and having sorrow about what other people have and not enjoying at least, and that's exactly what the Quran says, at least enjoying the pleasures of what God has made for you. And this is why the verse said your main focus should always be the afterlife. Yes, that's your capital. That's what you're working towards. That's what you're striving for. But at the same time, don't forget your portion. Don't forget what you're able to have in this dunya. وَلَا تَنْسَ نَصِيبَكَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا وَأَحْسِنْ. This is where it's very, very important for us to remember. وَأَحْسِنْ كَمَا أَحْسَنَ اللَّهُ إِلَيْكَ. And always make sure that you are benevolent, you are kind, you are generous. I think that's an important point for us to remember, especially within this context. Yes, don't forget your portion in this dunya, but remember that you need to have husn, you need to ahsin, you need to be good. You know how we always hear this, inshallah, when I get rich, I'm going to build a masjid, I'm going to build an orphanage, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. And then all of a sudden, when they do get a little bit of money, they're nowhere to be seen. Or when they say, when I do this, I am going to do that, you know, as far as financial support and things like that. How about now? How much do you have now? You have an income of 1,000 dinars, for example, you know, and 900 dinars is spent on your expenses. You really, really can't afford to do anything else. Fine. Give 5. Have that regular custom in your life, that routine that you give, even though it is of small portion. It makes absolutely no sense for you to be saving yourself, not your money, saving yourself for when you get rich, and that's when you're going to start doing charity work and good things and things. No. Here it says, أحسن كما أحسن الله إليك. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has been benevolent and kind and generous to you. What are you doing about it? Although we have a little, we should be giving from that little that we have, so we become accustomed to learn how to be generous and kind as with as minimal as we might have. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wassalamu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa alihi tahirin.
Driving past, walking fast, to the field of dreams, hear the children scream.
There Was the Keys of Life by Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, IRIB English Radio.
Every corner represents a different image in my mind. A momentary emotion, space spent in time, in time.